And I'm here. I'm a recent MPH grad from UNH, and I did this project with the Occupational Health Surveillance Program and Carla Armenti. So I'm here to speak about barriers associated with continued breastfeeding after returning to work among New Hampshire WIC mothers. And I have nothing to disclose. Very briefly, some background. This came out of a proposed legislation in 2015 seeking reasonable accommodations for moms returning to work so that they could breastfeed successfully. It was not successful. It was seen as excessive from industry standpoint, but this did result in the Lactation Advisory Council, which included stakeholders from the state and business representatives, and they were looking at best practices and recommendations. So to better understand barriers and focus on policies that can encourage or discourage breastfeeding after returning to work. So our methods, we surveyed 682 WIC moms in New Hampshire. We ran our data through Qualtrics and Excel, and we focused a lot on coding for industry and occupation to allow us to target our interventions more effectively. So generally, about 75% of our respondents were between the ages of 20 and 30, and just over half of our respondents were what we would classify as working. So they were either employed full-time, part-time, or they were currently on maternity leave, but they were planning to return to work. So I'm going to dive into our breakdowns by industry and occupation here. And I broke it down into our top 10 census industry codes, and you can see the counts along the right side there. A lot of healthcare, hospitals, various types of retail, and accommodations were our highest response groups. So one of the criteria we looked at was whether or not workplaces offered paid maternity leave. You can see a wide variety here. The counts are in the bars, but then also kind of the proportionate breakdown within each respondent category. And healthcare, education, manufacturing were among the highest that had responses of yeses, with manufacturing being 35%. But overall, two-thirds of our respondents did not have paid maternity leave. Then we asked whether or not employees were able to take paid maternity leave using other types of leave, like earned time or sick leave, things like that. Again, a wide variety. Healthcare, again, among one of the highest responses between the hospitals and other types of healthcare, with 65% responding that yes, they were able to take leave using other options. Retail grocery stores, we only had one person who said yes. So again, a wide variety, but a lot of room for improvement. Does your workplace have a breastfeeding policy? Services and travel accommodation were both 60% no and a lot of unsure, but zero people that said yes. And then hospitals were among the best, again, with no one saying that no, there was no policy, but a lot of people who weren't sure if a policy existed. Break times, this was one of our better reported criteria. You can see a lot of blue, a lot of people that said yes, they were provided with break times to breastfeed at work, or they were able to breastfeed during other types of break. But again, less than half said yes. Does your workplace have a private space? Hospitals did very well here again. And I want to mention that social assistance and childcare, while they were never really number one in our responses, they were relatively well reported for an industry that provided accommodations relative to the others. This is just the top four census categories. We looked at reasons for stopping. You can see a wide variety of reasons and different levels of reporting by industry, but typically not enough milk and difficulty nursing or latching were among our highest reported. And the big question is, would you have considered to breastfeed longer if it was easier to pump at work? Here we had about 73% of our respondents who either said yes, they would continue to breastfeed longer, or they weren't sure, but maybe they would have had they had those accommodations that would have been helpful to them. So a few conclusions. Still, obviously, significant room for improvement in reasonable workplace accommodations for breastfeeding mothers. Overall, the healthcare industry settings performed highest among the criteria that we looked at for accommodations, and we would recommend targeting initiatives by industry and occupation based on the wide variety of responses we saw from different groups and what supports they had or did not have. For example, grocery was among least likely to provide sanitary space for pumping, but they were most likely to have breaks, so we would focus our interventions in that way. And services that were unspecified, just a variety of service categories, and accommodation travel were among the lowest rated, so we would probably focus a lot of our resources and efforts there if we were to recommend that. And overall, again, We would suggest increased awareness across the board because of the number of responses we got where people just weren't sure what supports and accommodations were available to them. And that is all I have.